Tournament action is back, folks. Welcome to the IPA tournament, pitting 8 California double IPAs against each other to pick a champion. Welcome to Beer Geek Radio. I'm your host. My name is Brad.
This is your co-host, Steven.
This is your other co-host, Chris.
And we have a surprise guest for you guys today. If you guys listened into our tournament last year, you'd be very familiar with this guy. He's a good friend of ours, loves him in IPA. His name's Danny Hernandez.
Welcome, Danny.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Thanks for coming. Well, you guys are very familiar with how this works by now, we would hope. For first-timers, basically, we give ourselves a little intro real quick, and then we step outside, we come back, there's beer labeled A and B. We don't know what beer is what.
It's like Christmas.
We drink our beers, review them, smell them, do all that good stuff, and then we pick a winner, and then it's revealed to us at the end which beer is which, and that one moves on, the loser goes home. And for those of you who have been following along on our Facebook and Instagram and other social networking outlets, you guys are familiar with the 8 beers that we have chosen for this tournament. They are Ballast Point Dorado, Bear Republic Cafe 15 Racer, Knee Deep Hoptologist, Left Coast Hop Juice, Hangar 24's Double IPA, Russian River Pliny the Elder, Stones Enjoy by 1025, and Port Brewing's Mongo.
So, quite the list right there.
I'm pretty excited.
I'm super excited, man.
Well, I like the fact that we got some new ones, and then we actually got a few familiar faces on that list. I like that.
Yep. Their reigning champion is Hangar 24 Double IPA. Ended up taking the whole thing last year over Russian River Pliny the Elder, which was quite a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited to see how well these beers are going to do this year.
Yeah.
So we brought 3 back, and we've got 5 new ones. So.
And you guys all know already what I'm excited to have back, which I think should have went further last year, but hopefully we'll see this year how it goes.
Yeah.
Mongo.
Mm-hmm. And that Mongo was one of the reasons why we brought Mongo back. Originally, the idea was to have 2 of the ones that went to the finalists, the Pliny and the Hangar 24, and just do all new blood after that. But the reason why I brought Hangar 24, the Port Mongo back, was because it did so well, it was so good, and it got defeated by the eventual champion. And I think with different matchups, it actually might do very well because Mongo is delicious. So.
Definitely a dark horse.
But as we like to say, this is all random. So.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a random pick. We have no idea what the matchups are, and I'm excited to get to it. So you guys ready?
Yeah,
let's do it.
I'm looking at these empty cups. I'm getting kind of sad.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be back in a second with 2 California double IPAs, and we'll see you then. Cheers.
Ow.
We're back with double IPAs. Who's excited? I know I am.
Oh, who isn't excited? That's the question.
I think I just tinkled.
I did actually just 5 minutes ago in the bathroom.
Yeah, tinkled. Mine was just a little drip from excited, but I stopped.
At least you made it to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I had to do that funny little walk that people do.
All right.
The room smells like hops. And I'm not sure if it's because of the hops that we had earlier for the photo op.
You never know.
Or the beer.
I'm okay with either. So I'm actually going to get the nose on A and see what I get. So. Let's dive in.
Smells like an IPA.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not really getting much on the nose.
Stick your nose in there.
When we first got in here, we smelled them really quick as a ritual that we kind of do, and I got a big, overwhelming kind of dose of good IPA smell, and then now I think my palate is kind of adjusted to it, and so now I'm not really getting much on the smell. I think palate's related to taste only, but you guys know what I mean.
A little bit of citrus character, citrus hop.
Yeah, definitely citrusy.
Yeah, I get citrus character for sure.
Very malty.
I don't know about malt.
I'm not getting a lot of malt. I'm getting a lot of citrus character, and that's about it.
I'm getting your typical California IPA, citrus and floral pine. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm ready to taste this. Hopefully that's the better deciding factor. So cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Okay.
That's got some bite.
Yeah, a nice little tingling like a bite. Nice. Yep. I like that. Definitely. Obviously, these are all doubles, but
absolutely
you can tell
what I look for when I go for an IPA.
Mm-hmm. Very good hop flavor up front. It's not overwhelmed by malt sweetness or anything like that.
It's got a lot of hop on the front end. And
getting
just
a lot
like,
more hop.
Just like you said, no malt, even though Steven said he smelled it.
Well, I smell malt.
Does that mean he dealt it?
Yeah, it's good hop. There's like a piney kind of sting on it. I mean, like I said earlier, that it's nice double presence. Obviously, these are all doubles. But if someone said, here, try this IPA, you drank this, you would definitely know it's a double.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And on top of that, especially with the hoppiness, it also has a very lingering dryness that I really like in IPAs. It kind of, Even though I sipped it almost a minute ago, I can still feel it
right
in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Are you guys getting any booziness out of it? I am a little bit on the end.
Getting a little heat.
A slight heat.
At the end, yeah. Not anything up front. It's nothing that's harsh. Yeah. At the very end, I can tell that this is up there. This is more than 7 or 8%.
Now that I gave it a second chance, yeah, absolutely.
And that heat's actually still lingering in the back of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like one of those things like when you were 15 and you first started drinking for the first time and you like took a little sip of Bud Light or whatever it was and you got a little head change. Kind of gives you that. A
little bit.
Like just not a head change, you know what I mean? But like that nostalgia of drinking for the first time where your body is shocked for the amount of alcohol that's in it.
Well, I will say it does not remind me of Bud Light.
No, it does not. But it's
not at all.
I was just, you know. Yeah. I imagine we all had Bud Light when we were 15.
Yep. We all thought we were cool.
Yeah.
As for the hop itself, it's not really a citrusy hop. It's more of a like an earthy kind of dank, mm-hmm. if you want to call it.
I get like a danky kind of an earthy hop character. I got more citrus out of the smell, like we said. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting a lot of citrus in the taste. A little bit, but not as much as I would normally look.
See, that's funny. Not as much as some of the other ones we've had.
You guys
sure.
got more citrus in the aroma. I got malt, but we both, I guess, all four of us can conclude that neither of which kind of reflect on the flavor of the actual beer.
A little bit, yeah. You're saying basically that was a long and drawn out way of saying it doesn't taste the way it smells.
Yeah, basically.
That's what I got from that. I was on the same page
with you on that one. Absolutely. Okay. I just want to make as long as you want. By the way, don't.
I want to make sure that's what you meant.
No, yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Then I'm right there with you.
Let's rinse out.
But we're on the opposite ends of the spectrum.
I'm rinsing my palate now, and we've got pretzels as palate cleansers, and then we're gonna move on to the smell and taste of beer B. Back to the beer. We've got beer B now. Let's go ahead and take a sniff. Okay, I'm getting more out of it now.
Absolutely.
More citrus. I like it.
A lot of citrus.
I'm getting grapefruit.
Very fruity.
Yep.
It's a good mix, actually. I'm getting a little bit of everything in there.
Fruit, I get, yeah, like a piney kind of a hop character, but it's good citrus. More citrus in the smell than beer A, for sure.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
If I was to not look at the color of this beer and smell it, I would say that I would like, oh, I bet you I can guess which one this is. But just the fact that I'm looking at it, kind of curious. I've had 6 out of the 8 beers that you got on there, so I'm curious if it's one of the 2 that I haven't had.
The grapefruit profile kind of is pointing to a certain beer, but
there are 3 beers on this list that I have not had. I haven't had Dorado. I haven't had Hop Juice, which sounds kind of stupid because it's like that beer's been around forever, seriously. Right. And then I haven't had Knee Deep Hoptologist. So
for me, I've had every single one on the list, but Dorado and Hop Juice I haven't had. Probably over a year.
Yeah, so I would have liked to have thought I've had Hop Juice, and I could have swore I did. But since I can't specifically remember it, I can't really say I have. And that's just the way I'd like to do it. So neither one of these are familiar for me. Mm-hmm. You said, Danny, you picked A out. You know what it is. Are you still sure?
No, I'm not 100% sure after I tasted it, but I think I have an idea.
All right, let's go in for the taste on Beer B. Cheers again.
Cheers.
Woo.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Even more bite.
Yeah. More bite.
Definitely.
But definitely you can... More along with that bite, you get the citrus.
Yeah,
sure.
I get more citrus. I get less piney hop out of the flavor than mm-hmm. I did on A. I think it's because it has a good combo of citrus and pine, whereas beer A tasted like just mostly pine.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm picking up more of the malt profile on this one also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little more complex.
A little bit bready.
Yeah, I definitely see what you're saying there.
I'm getting a lot of astringent on that too, on the very back.
Yeah, it's good. I like the smell better than I do the taste, though.
I like the taste.
I think I'm on, yeah.
I'm digging the taste.
I like the taste.
I do like it. I'm not saying I dislike it. I just think that the smell was the highlight here so far for me.
Oh, okay.
The smell was a little more complex, I think. It had more depth to it.
The flavor is in no way bad at all. Right. And I do enjoy it. I think the smell is what I will ultimately remember about this beer.
It's nowhere near as dry as A either.
Would you guys say that they're both still a little similar?
Yeah, I'd say they're similar.
They have similarities, but not nearly as you would be led to believe by looking at them. But, A is a lot drier than B is.
Right.
I'm not getting that dry feel after sipping B. What about you, Danny?
I just took a sip of A again, just because.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, B's dry, not as dry as A, which I do go for the bite, the dryness, and the pininess when I pick IPAs. That's, you know, what I typically enjoy. Along with the citrus, but not as much of a deal breaker as the pine. I really enjoy the pine. It's not as piney as A, but it definitely has a lot of bite. Usually it's the pine that I associate with the bite.
Right, right, right.
Even though this one is not as piney as beer A, like you guys said, it's definitely has a lot of bite.
Yeah,
it does have a lot of bite.
Whereas, like, your average beer drinker who hasn't had IPAs and be like, oh, disgusting, what is that, you know? Right. And that's usually...
like a good bitterness?
Yeah, and that's usually what I go for that people don't like
is
in my IPAs. You know, people talk about the other popular IPAs that have a lot of malt balance, and those are usually the ones that I typically steer away from. They're like, oh, you know, Dogfish Head, 90 Minute, that's my favorite one. And I'm like, oh, that's exactly what a perfect example of a double IPA or an Imperial IPA that I don't like. And so then, these two are both really enjoyable.
You got to remember that we're doing all California IPAs. So these are all pretty much West Coast style IPAs. Yeah. And East Coast definitely has a different way of doing IPAs.
Are you guys familiar or have you guys had this sensation when you drink an IPA that there's a kind of hop variety that might have kind of an oniony, maybe even a garlicky taste? Are you guys familiar with that?
Kind of. I understand what you're saying, but I wouldn't use those terms.
Like a skunkiness kind of? Or?
I don't know if it's so much a skunkiness. It's more like a veggie type flavor profile, kind of an oniony type.
Generally, the hops that I describe as more earthy and almost dank, I think, is the same ones you're
describing.
Because
I've had a couple beers that are IPAs that I've had this sensation out of it, and I really wasn't fond of it. I'm getting a slight tinge of that in B. It's not as bad as I've had before, but like in the flavor a little bit, I kind of get that a tad.
Now let me go back to B then, and let me check that out.
I just recently tried both A and B side by side, and I gotta say B, I'm getting a little more sweetness out of.
I just was thinking the same thing. I'm getting more sweetness out of B now than I did originally.
And I'm also getting a little bit of like a spicy rye character, I think, in it, which is interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not familiar with any of these beers that brew with rye, and I'm very familiar with that because of the beers and the stuff that where I work at the brewery, we use a ton of rye. So I drink a lot of beers normally that have rye in them.
Which one would you boys say had a higher IBU side by side?
Because of the burn, I would think A, but B has a bigger bite up front, so I'm not sure.
I think if you go for B and then switch back to A, especially since your palate has kind of eased into it a little bit, I kind of, even though you said it has a little bit more, Chris, you said it has a little bit more of a maltiness and a sweetness to it. I think it's also hoppier as well. B,
I think it overshadows A when you go back.
Yeah, a little bit. I bet you the IBU is going to be somewhere somewhere above 100, 120 maybe.
Yeah, I definitely get more alpha acid out of B, and that's generally the measuring stick for IBU.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure which I would say has A's, more alcohol in it. But
A's easier drinking.
It is. It is, absolutely.
But I'm really liking the complexity on B.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that they both have some endearing qualities. Obviously, the B has a little bit more citrus than A. I think the smell on B was killer. I'm trying to think of which way to go here. I mean,
this is kind of tough, man. It's kind
of
tough.
Both of these are really good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying both of them.
I've been going back and forth and kind of rinsing my palate as I go along, and I'm finding characters about each that would make me say, yeah, you know what, this might be the winner, and then I go back and forth, and I'm like, okay, you know what, I'm not sure I dig that about it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, they open up so much. And
yeah, just because B is going to be a little bit, or we all pretty much agree that it might be a little bit more overpowering with the hop profile, doesn't necessarily mean that A is not a great double IPA, you know? Well, I mean, it's kind of tough to judge.
When I drink B and then go back to A, it seems like A is it brings out the maltiness, the sweet malts.
Well, you're saying overpowering was a word that you used in there, and to me, when I hear the word overpowering, that's not a good word.
Not overpowering, but overpowers A.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I mean? Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. Because when a beer is overpowering, that to me is not a good thing.
Kind of like the slogan for Ruination, how they say it's going to ruin your palate. You know, you don't associate that with a good thing, but. You know, for a hophead, you do. You know, wreck my palate. Go for it. You know,
yeah.
Try
slap
me.
Slap is silly.
Green flash palate wrecker.
Yeah. Well, I've decided.
Oh, have a winner.
I know which one I'm going to go for.
Okay. I'm going to do one more back and forth, and then from there I'll be able to tell whether or not I think which one.
I'm definitely curious to see what you boys are gonna pick.
My pendulum's siding toward one. I mean, my mind's not completely made up, but
this is definitely a good matchup.
See, I was thinking that too, but then I went back to the other, and I'm it's tearing me again.
Yeah, I just did A, and I enjoyed that. All right, well, I've got my winner.
I think I do.
I've got my winner. So, before we get into sliding our cards on the table, and Danny, since we didn't have this method last time you were with us, once your hand leaves that card, you can't change it. So if you're getting second thoughts, if you're getting second thoughts and you're sliding a card on and you get second thoughts, you can change it. But once your hand leaves that card, it's on the table. So I know what I'm good. I know where I'm going.
I'm not a very wishy-washy girl, so
okay.
Once my mind's made up, it's made up.
There we go.
All right, cool. Well, predictions. Anybody have predictions? I, for the record, don't have any.
I kind of wanted to steer. Nope. I've had all these beers up, but I kind of wanted to steer away from predictions for myself personally because I don't want to sway my judgment.
I was just going to say the same thing because with the talk that we've been doing, you kind of have a feeling what we're going to go for, but yeah. You know, don't jinx it. Let's just.
Well, I went from one to the other, and I think I have my decision as well.
What's your prediction, Brad, Mr. Host?
I honestly, like I said, I don't really have one. I really just think that I'd like kind of to do the same what you guys said, is just kind of go away from the predictions. Because to me, when I drink IPAs, I love them and I think they're great, but I don't have the palate where I can pick out them. You know, like when I have stouts, I can go, yep, this is the difference. This is what it is. This is this and this is this. With IPAs, I'm like, okay, just give me a really good IPA. And when I compare to drinking them, I can tell the difference, but it's not one that's going to stick out in my mind and go, oh, yeah, I had this a year ago and I'll never forget it. All right, we've got mine, Steven, Chris, Danny are all on the table. So I'm going to go ahead and tally the votes, and we will have a winner in just a moment. And then we have the fun reveal. That's always so fun.
Always.
Especially on the first round.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the best.
Yeah, the first pairing, because everything's still on the board.
Yep. Okay.
I will say one thing. Sorry to interrupt you, Brad.
No, go ahead.
Because there has been, at this point now that I've counted, three double IPAs in this tournament that I have not had, I am excited to see if one of them is one of – if what I choose, what I voted for, is one that I haven't had, because I love to discover new IPAs and double IPAs. Yeah. So I'm just going to be like, that's my new go-to.
Good.
Start looking
well, that's one thing I love about these tournaments is when we got new beers. I mean,
something you didn't know you were in love with, but yeah. Then you know, you realize you are. It's awesome.
And for those of you out there listening, realize we obviously have four people at this table. What we're going to ultimately end up doing is, if there is a tie, 2-2, Danny's our guest, and we love having him on, we will subtract his vote. So... he gets to participate.
Basically, I don't know crap.
Well, that's something that's going to go for all guests that we have on this tournament.
No, I know. Yeah, that would happen with all of them. All right, you guys ready for the winner?
Yes, let's do it.
Wow. That's unanimous? Not an issue here.
Unanimous?
Unanimous.
Wow.
Unanimous. We've got B. So B is the winner. So
we had a lot more going on.
Yeah.
A lot more good going on.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a lot going on could be a bad thing. This one was like all the right ways. It really touched every...
Sometimes it could be all over the board.
I had,
initially, when we first started drinking these, I had A picked as my winner because there was that oniony type character that I was just getting from it. Well, then once I rinsed my palate again, and for my final go-through, I had them A, right, A, and then B, right, back and forth. And just B was like, oh, okay, you know what? I like that better. That immediate sense that I picked up, and that's what I went with it. And I think overall it's the better beer. So I'm ready for the reveal. Our producer, Miss Stephanie, let's see it. Ooh.
Yes.
A was Ballast Point Dorado, and B was Knee Deep Hoptologist. I've never had Hoptologist, and that was good.
I love it.
Yeah, that was really good.
Have you had Hoptologist?
I have not.
Okay, that's one of the ones you haven't had.
Yeah, I've never seen it anywhere, so I don't know where I'm going to be able to go to find it. But I'm definitely.
Oh, I can get you a bottle, man.
Yeah, my guy that I go to that helped me get a lot of these beers. Special shout out to Mike at Mr. K's. He got this for me. He actually carried a lot of Knee Deep stuff. The only thing I've had from Knee Deep before today was their Tanilla, and that was a vanilla imperial porter, and that was just okay.
Well, you had Simtra, didn't you?
I think I have.
Yeah.
I think I have.
Riggs brought it when we got together.
Okay, yeah. That's right. I did have Simtra, and that was awesome. You're right. I just totally forgot about that.
I'm really glad that Hoptologist did well in this round, though, because that is my dark horse to win this whole thing.
You know what? And with that character, it very well could. And actually, one person commented on our Facebook. Their name escapes me at present, but they said, you know what? My pick is Knee Deep, man. And I think that would really be the best one. And I was like, that's interesting. You know what? But that's good, because that wouldn't be one you'd expect.
Right.
You know? Well, if it's somebody that's... you know, had a lot of IPAs, you know, I haven't had Knee Deep, so I wouldn't be able to say, but like, let's just say if whoever this John Doe was has, you know, really dabbled with a lot of them, and hey, man,
there were characters in this beer that reminded me of last year's winner too, Hangar 24's double. So it'd be interesting to put those two together.
So you're from going on from this tournament, Danny. You will start drinking Knee Deep Hoptologist.
Absolutely. You know, regardless of how far it goes, I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. Good.
I was thrilled with it. I think it was very good. So I think the Ballast Point Dorado is going home. Knee Deep Hoptologist has a first class ticket to the semifinals, and it awaits the next few challengers. And we'll see you guys on Thursday. You guys can find us on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You guys can track our drinking on Untappd and stay updated with the latest on our IPA tournament. Special congratulations to Needy Poptologist. For our guest, Danny, I just want to say thanks for being here. And it's a privilege. Danny will be with us again on Thursday. So for Beer Geek Radio and the IPA tournament, I'm your host. My name is Brad.
This is Steven.
This is Chris. Sanjay.
All right. Cheers, guys.